Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And, of course, joining me, Dr. Dave Stoop is here, and Jill will be in a bit, and also Larry Sonnenberg. We have promised you guys we'd tell you how we did with our year-end giving and support, and so here comes the official Larry Sonnenberg annual report. Yeah, so, Larry, take it away.
Here we go. Well, you know, we set a couple of goals at the end of the year. We set a goal in November that we would raise approximately 70% more than we did on a typical November. It was 67% more was our goal. And we set a goal to raise 50% more than we typically would in December. Well, in November, we did really well. We got 100% more than what we would typically get.
100% more in November. Yeah,
and
good.
But December was just kind of status quo. It was the same as a typical November, pretty much. And so we fell short of our goal overall those 2 months. But we are encouraged. I'm encouraged because of those 2 months combined, how well they did. And I'm encouraged because January has started off well, much better than usual, and we really need that. We're only 9 days in, but it's very encouraging. And I just want to ask our listeners, would you please help? Please help us keep it going. You know, when you give, it's pooled with what other people give, and when that comes to fruition, it means that more people are getting more help than typical.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what this is all about. I mean, people come to us, a nationwide ministry, because they don't know where else to go. They don't have the friends and the neighbors and the community at church that know how to deal with their issues, or they don't trust them. For some reason, they'll call a radio program and spill their heart and get the help. And that's what we want to keep doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do consider it a partnership, and we only exist if other people consider us partners and think that, you know, maybe we could help some folks in a way that another ministry can't do it or isn't doing it. And we really believe that that's why we're here. We think that it's a unique opportunity that we have to speak truth into people's lives. And so help us if you can. Thank you for everybody that came along.
Amen to that. And Steve, I'm going to break a rule here. You know, experts say when you make an appeal, to keep it simple, don't give many choices, because when people have choices, usually you get a smaller response. Well, I'm going to break a rule and just give you a few choices. You make a gift outright. Just call us at 800-NEW-LIFE or go online, newlife.com. And make a gift, simple. You know, we need that. The other thing you can do, you can give an asset or appreciated stock is a great. You know, the stock market's going crazy right now. And if you have appreciated stock, there's a double win. You can give your stock directly to New Life, and then you get to write off the full value of that stock, and you don't pay any capital gains. So that's an option. The other thing, join Club New Life. Club New Life is our monthly giving program, and it makes a huge difference to us when we have that we can count on every single month. So call us. They'll tell you all the benefits, the perks, the good things about it. But the real perk is you're helping people.
And, that's right.
And
go ahead, Larry.
The last thing is, remember New Life in your will or estate. If you don't have a written will or an estate plan, the state in which you live gets to decide how your final assets and money and such are given. You don't get to decide. do that. And when you do that, remember New Life.
So get a flu shot and put us in your will.
Amen.
Both. All right.
Or
we'll be back.
Flu shot.
Yeah, for this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with some encouragement for you as you begin the new year. If weight loss is an issue for you, we want to encourage you to attend our Living Light workshop. Let us help you see what it is that keeps you running to food for comfort. The Living Light workshop features main sessions presented by Steve Arterburn and Michelle Spadafora, and it takes place in Washington, D.C., January 26th through the 28th. If you'd like to register or you need more information, just give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction, the new year is the perfect time to get help. We'd like to help you find the treatment you need, and all it takes is a phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Too often when it's a loved one, we make matters worse by not forcing him or her to deal with the issue, and we can help you with that. If it's your issue, take the bold step today to get your life back by finding the treatment you need. If you like what you hear on New Life Live, then you will love the teaching videos at tv.newlife.com. For just $10 a month, you'll have unlimited on-demand access to over 1,300 teaching videos from Steve Arterburn and the New Life Live team, plus some special guests, and it covers most any subject you can imagine. It's all easily accessible from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, and we're confident you'll agree that this is the best price resource available to you for practical, spiritual, and emotional help, and a step towards the freedom God wants for you in your daily life. Now let's get back to New Life Live.
All right, thank you for that, Terry. And now let's go right to the phones, and how about we talk with Sarah, Naples, Florida, listens online. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Certainly. How can we help today?
My question for you is, what's the next step, and how do I know when to make a different step when it comes to my husband, who's moved away from his Christian values, and I'm raising two teenagers, and he is enmeshed with my daughter. We've been in counseling. I've called him before, and you had suggested to try one of your counselors. We've been doing that. We went to a intense weekend, but the same problem is we're just not on the same page. And I mean, basically, his priority is my daughter, and he doesn't even see that. So, I mean, when do I know when enough is enough? And, you know, what do? I have a daughter and a son, but my son will be going to college in about 6 months.
Okay.
So at what point do I take the next step?
And what would that next step be?
I don't know. And what is that? Because it's starting to affect me mm-hmm. personally, emotionally, and, you know, I'm starting to act out, too. I'm starting to take the bait more often, and it's just not healthy. I mean, it's been going on for many years. So,
all right. Okay.
I
so
mean, doesn't support, you know, she is a cancer survivor, so doesn't mm-hmm. support that I want to take her to counseling, you know, social media issues, dating issues. Like, he is more of the teenager.
Yeah.
Goes to church, but never reads his Bible. And I'm not judging that, but I'm not seeing a heart change.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jill, you want to chime in here, and let's start off the discussion, see if we can give you some help here.
Hi, Sarah. It's always difficult when you are managing one situation and there's another one going on concurrently. It sounds like for your husband, perhaps because of the daughter's cancer issues, or I'm not sure, but that he, you know, you said he's overly enmeshed with her, protective of her, and identifying with her youth.
Well, he's not protective in the right way. He's
right.
More interested in being her friend and making
okay.
her happy.
Okay, so do you think? I mean, have you guys discussed in counseling his fear of losing her? Because
he says he's fine. I don't think he's in touch with a lot of his feelings.
Right. Right. Okay. And are there any things that you're aware of in terms of this being a reenactment for him?
Yes. His mom, he grew up in an alcoholic home.
Okay.
And his mom did that. He was basically her husband.
Okay.
So.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Does he see that repeat at all? Is he willing to hear that?
No. The problem is I'm the only problem. Like when we went to the intense weekend, all the issues that he has, you know, when they talk about your needs, rewards, all that, I'm the only one he has that issue with. But I'm also probably the only one that he's deep honest with is probably me and my mm-hmm. kids. But he does forgive my kids easily.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my goal is to stay married, but I can't keep doing this. This is it's been 8 years. So
Okay. Well, it does sound like that perhaps it needs to start with you and he, and you and he being able to connect. Even if you see things differently, there has to be a willingness to hear each other and to have compassion for each other's position.
Yeah, Sarah, I'm wondering why you don't join him in the process, because when you... see it differently, you begin to react to each other,
mm-hmm.
and it pushes you further apart. And it may be an interesting thing to do for at least a period of time where you join with him in whatever he does with the daughter in terms of protecting mm-hmm. her, wanting to
experience it. They exclude me.
Well, they exclude you because
they
do that
because he's colluding with her,
and you're seen as the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
But if you join them, it won't happen overnight. But it may. It's like he's pushing against something that's not there.
Right. So
the biggest issue that he says is that I should let her do social media. I should let her. I'm strangling. He says so.
Okay.
Our marriage would be resolved if I let him. Just make all the decisions. So basically lord over.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 14. And there's reasons that I'm doing things a little stricter with her than with my son, because there has been some concerns.
Okay.
There have been some concerns that I want to watch. And so they see me as the enemy, and he says, just let me make all the decisions.
Well, it'd be worth an experiment.
Well, I do I go to all her volleyball games. I'm there. It's just that I am the
right.
second class
citizen. Right, and I get that, Sarah. So what you're doing, even though you're doing a lot of the right things, one would think, it's not working to break up this dynamic. So I think Dave is suggesting something to kind of shake things up a bit. And so if you were, instead of being the opposition and standing on the hill of what you think is right, okay, what is his form of parenting? What is he thinking through? It's not an option to just say, okay, I'm going to hand it all over to you and I'm cut out. And I, you know, I would let him know that doesn't feel right, that it's you and her deciding everything and I'm the odd man out. We are the parents. But if I were to move towards you and embrace what you think is right, or at least give it a try, what would that look like? Can you help me understand so that I can be more on your team? Help me understand your thinking.
He told me to let her have all social media.
Okay.
For me not to look at her texts. The thing is, she has a lot of willful disobedience, and he doesn't see it.
Right.
All right. So here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that given this stalemate, somebody has to move. Mm-hmm. And if you're the mature party here, I would make it you. And I would say
so let them have social media, let them wear.
Hold on. So I would say to him, not in her presence, but him, honey, I think it's time. I've really been thinking about your request, and I think it's time that we do a pilot program or a test project with her. And let's agree that for 1 month, here are the parameters under which she can use, access social media. And given, you know, my misgivings and all of that, here are a couple of little guidelines and things that need to be in place. We can't just let her have free rein. That's not responsible. We need to have a filter of some kind. And you figure out some parameters under which you think that social media and her would be okay for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, it either goes forward or the project's over. She was sexting or whatever it is that she did before. But you're willing to give, not forever. Mm-hmm. She has to prove herself. And it's a 30-day little pilot project. And you might have some interval checks there. He says, I don't want you to be checking all her stuff. So, okay, but let's agree that we're going to check some things about every 10 days.
Right, he's got to
make
you a little.
Yeah.
He's got to make you
a little bit. So he's got to give a little bit. He's got to give a little bit. But I think you need to move a little bit here, given that she's 14. And at some point.
I gave for 2 weeks. And she did not follow. Should I reintroduce it? Maybe it was the way I introduced it.
Don't introduce it with her. You introduce it with your husband. This is something you work with your husband.
Yeah, it's you're talking with him about, and you agree on the parameters, and then you go to her together.
Mm-hmm. And that the two of you have decided together, because that's what it needs to be.
And, you know, maybe it was before that you didn't introduce it in exactly the right way. But I got to tell you, these little pilot projects, tests, time limits, things like that. It's a way to move without surrendering totally. It gives somebody an opportunity to prove that they're different or not. And if they're not, then, I mean, it's obvious that you were on the right track.
And Steve, don't you think to agree with him that, okay, how would we know that it worked or didn't work? And have him, you know, verbalize what would it look like to him that it wasn't working?
Right. And here's the problem. I really do believe that Sarah has her best interest
in mind.
Oh,
absolutely.
And if it was a normal situation, if she didn't have cancer, if he hadn't, you know, lost his mother, all those kinds of things, this might be some different
types.
Well,
this feels more normal to him.
Well, the other part of it is she's going to do it anyway. The daughter is going to do it anyway.
Eventually.
Because dad's letting her do it, and dad's got the upper hand. And what you're trying to do, Sarah, is to come back to being a team maybe for the first time. And that means you've got to make some moves and do what doesn't make sense to you but makes sense to the relationship. It's sort of like, do you want to be right, or do you want your daughter to have a good, solid foundation of two parents?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. I really hope and pray that you guys, him, you, could agree to be in some ongoing counseling, try to repair this. The biggest deficit in relationships and marriages is the inability to repair things or a willingness to repair things. So we just stay miserable because we think we're right. Hey, listen, I'm right all the time. It doesn't matter. I have to give.
Except when your wife's right.
Well, she's more right. She's more right. I'm right, but she's more right. All right, listen to this. Trudy wrote this. Hello, New Life. You answer so many life questions and address areas I'm too ignorant to realize are creating the problem. I frequently pass on your wisdom to my grown children and friends. I wrote down 3 of your wise sayings, clipped them to a lampshade where they can be seen every day. Do the next right thing. Stay connected and walk in today's reality. In every quandary, one of these seemed to apply to my life. Thanks for directions that have kept me from running off the road. I still weave, but thank God you've given me guidelines that keep me on course. I am blessed to be a Club New Life member and I will continue to support the ministry as much as possible. Thank you again. Knowing you are there if needed is a great comfort. You are truly a gift from God. I love that. Thank you for that. Hey, support us, help us, and if you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's talk to Faith. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's the phone number. Hey, Faith, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. How can we help today?
Okay, so I have been married 28 years, mm-hmm. and my husband and I have 9 children. We have 6 biological and 3 adopted.
Okay.
Both of us believers or profess to be believers. My husband has an ongoing porn addiction, and apparently this started when he was 13. We'd been married about 15 years before I discovered this. Anyway, last year I pretty much demanded that he go to every man's battle. That was new for me to just put that kind of pressure mm-hmm. on him.
Yeah, right.
But I did, and so he went. And
Okay, hold on. We're going to go to a break. We'll come right back for more New Life Live.
I'm about 100 pounds overweight. I'm 30 years old, and I'm just really discouraged. I'm scared. Yeah. I don't want to fail again.
Does this sound like your story? It doesn't have to. You don't have to be defined by how much you weigh any longer. New Life's Living Light Workshop can help. The workshop features main sessions presented by Steve Arterburn and Michelle Spadafora, plus small group sessions led by a licensed Christian counselor and morning workout sessions designed to meet you at your own pace. It takes place in Washington, D.C., January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. If you're finally ready to stop going from diet to diet and begin a comprehensive plan that provides freedom in every area of your life, the Living Light Workshop is the weight loss and living free plan for you. Call 1-800-639-5433 or newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Okay. So let's go right back to the phones here. We're talking with Faith, right? Faith,
yeah,
still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yes,
now tell
okay,
us what's going on again.
Yes.
The question is?
It's about boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
My husband does not. He doesn't live with us. He lives in another. He works and lives in another state.
Okay.
And so we see him about every 7 weeks for a couple days.
That's horrible.
So,
yeah,
and I know
that.
Horrible. That's
and you have 9
happens.
Kids, and your husband isn't even there.
Yeah, we have 6 at home. 3 are in college or med school. We moved to where he was working about 6 years ago, and we lived with him for 3 years, and it was awful.
Why was it awful to live there?
He has anger management programs, so he's issues. I mean, so he's emotionally abusive. also spiritually abusive, so it was really difficult. And he was gone quite a bit with work, and you know, I was in a new environment, brand new environment, didn't know anyone, and so I didn't have a huge support system where I was, and he was involved with different sexual addictions. So anyway,
what happened? Did he get help at all?
Not at that time. But his work hours kind of shut down, so we all had to move back to our home where we previously lived for like 20 some years, mm-hmm. and it hadn't sold. So we moved back, and then he took a job that required him to travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, we're gonna have to move on to the present here pretty quick.
Okay. So my question is, I'm not around him very much, so I'm not sure what kind of boundaries or consequences to in place. I think he feels what I think he thinks is that he can just continue like in this addiction. He doesn't repent to me. He feels bad if he gets caught, but I'm not around, so he has learned how to be kind of sneaky, of course. So he's wanting us to move up with him again.
How far away does he live?
About 7-8 hours.
Okay. So before you do anything, why aren't you guys doing something together with a program, a therapist, a clinician, something that changes your relationship so that if you did get back together, it wouldn't be the same old thing? I think you're not even married, really. You're married every 7 weeks. And then while you're not together, he's doing this. So you guys are totally separated. Something radical needs to happen to pull you guys back together. Even if it's online something or other, or when he comes in that seventh week, you spend 5 hours with a counselor. You know, you set it up where this is what we've got. So 5 hours together working through some things.
Yeah.
You come to our intensive in February. But I think you got to get this relationship, the anger thing and all of that worked out. By the way, every sex addict I've ever worked with has anger problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, he's got to work on his anger. He's got to get in a program, have accountability. There are things that you need to be doing that you're saying to him. This isn't just your problem. This is our problem. I'm going to do this. You do that. Let's do these things together. And in 6 months, let's see where we are and see if we can't pull this back together.
Right. And I think weekly he needs to be in counseling and sex addiction groups. He needs that accountability. Every 7 weeks getting together, that isn't enough. And someone who's a sex addict too, you know, it's not about the sex, but it is, you know, he does need to connect with you. And that's just not enough time. And I think probably you both have grown accustomed to that. If you just all jump back in together without any prep work, it's going to be really difficult. You're going to hate it because whether you realize it or not, you have grown accustomed to running a household without him. And people who have wives who have husbands that work out of state and at a distance have a really hard time when they come home. It's usually not long enough for things to balance out. And so you have to realize you're going to go through some rocky times at first, and you need to be preparing for a change that will
Well, the other part that I see is I think the two issues that you mentioned are really one issue, because Steve mentioned the fact that every sex addict has got an anger problem, and it's because they're more loyal to the addiction than they are mm-hmm. to the spouse, and mm-hmm. and so I would say, you know, one of the things that we need to change is you got to work on the anger issue and the abuse issue, because it's all connected to the pornography issue, and I need to know that you care enough to do something. I'm glad you went to Every Man's Battle, but you haven't followed up in terms mm-hmm. Of victorious living since
then. Aftercare.
Mm-hmm. See, just mm-hmm. going to that weekend with no follow-up, with no one saying, "Hey, honey, how'd that call go this week? Mm-hmm. How'd that sex addiction group you go to. See, that's the thing that when people go to Every Man's Battle and a wife says, here's what I'm going to be asking you. I'm going to be asking you about the phone call, the group you're in, the recovery group, the counseling. That produces character change. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. So it's still not too late. And in fact, probably he needs to go back to Every Man's Battle to get to work on that. But you guys got to do some work. We'll talk more about it right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the Every Man's Battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, let me just remind everybody, 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for another 2.5 hours. We want to talk with you. Right now, we're talking with Faith. And Faith, we were just talking at the break, and we're kind of all agreeing there's some radical things that need to happen. Because it's almost like the perfect enabling situation here,
yeah,
where he's off separate,
mm-hmm,
you're accustomed to running things, and so
yeah,
the motivation for change isn't much. And him wanting you back
seems
to be for convenience and financial benefit. So,
Steve, I liked what you said before, that they need to do an intensive, you know, marriage counseling and kind of really jump into things. And I think come up with a plan of what do we each need to do to work on our marriage while we're apart. And then the goal is moving us back closer together,
mm-hmm,
with him working a program, you working a program, and the two of you, because there's you, there's him, and there's the marriage. And all three need tending to. And so for you to be, Faith, to be looking at, okay, what part of me kind of likes us at a distance here? You know, I get to do, mm-hmm, my own thing, and he kind of messes it up when he comes home. And what is that about, mm-hmm, for you, right? I mean, there's some self-protection in there, and you've got 6 kids. You're not lonely, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's off, mm-hmm, by himself. He's lonely. He's angry. He's turning to porn, mm-hmm, and justifying it, right? And yet he keeps, mm-hmm, choosing these jobs that take him away.
Yeah. Right.
And you,
yeah,
know, I think this might be Pilot Project Tuesday. But
yeah,
rather than move in, you guys need to be driving for 8 hours or whatever.
Or meeting in the middle.
To spend a weekend there. And then at spring break, maybe you're there. And to see what comes up. Is it all the same? And
okay,
proving. We've got to do this major work. But I really do think that if you, we'll tell you about the intensive we do for marriages, but I think if you had a therapist willing to do these every 7 weeks to do an intensive with you, then you're developing a plan, and you come back 7 weeks later. How'd it go? What do we need to work on? There's hope here. It's not just being punitive and negative about everything.
Right. And what about Steve and Dave? What about even finding someone that's halfway between so they could actually go more often than every 7 weeks? And you go, you know, so maybe it's at least once a month or every 3 weeks.
No,
and you go and you meet.
And it's a couple hours.
And then you guys spend the night together.
That's why we have you on the program, because you're able to think of these bizarre, radical things. Meet in the middle. That's perfect.
Meet in the middle and have a time together that's just the two of you, because that's part of the incremental moving back towards each other instead of just jumping in and having it explode again.
It may not be in the middle. It may be...
Well, wherever, you know, there's
a
halfway point.
You've got to find a counselor
point.
Who will do it.
Yeah.
Wherever you can find a good counselor you meet. But that's great.
The middle could be at the top of a mountain, and that wouldn't work, right, Dave? So the nearest... civilization that has something.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust so that you know here are the things we believe are the things that need to be in place when a person is trustworthy. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. Anybody else can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, along with our featured product, which was last month's thank you, which was loving and understanding a person with depression. It's an amazing resource. You can get it right there. Now, let's go to Mike from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. WRGN is the station. Hey there, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Doing great.
How could we help you today?
Well, I've been a believer for 25 years, and God's done great and amazing things through my life, but I've also had a lot of setbacks in those times, too. I've been through a divorce and lost my father this year. I got some health issues and just crazy things. My wife now, her daughter, husband, and three kids moved in with us, and that turned out to be a train wreck. And I'm just like kind of sitting in the middle of this wondering, like, what in the world is going on? And I seem powerless to change in myself. I'm a little bit overweight and just different things, and I'm starting to wonder, like, is it time maybe to get on some medication here? Like, I'm seem unable to steer the ship how I want to go.
Okay.
So what do you think?
All right. Let's start with you, Dave. What do you think?
Well, that may be a good idea, Mike, because you think of it as a cast on a broken leg, you know. Medication is something that gives you the ability to start doing the things that you keep wishing you could do. Mm-hmm. And you don't do it as a lifetime thing. You do it until you are on track and don't, you know, you've worked your way past it. But I would take one thing at a time. I wouldn't try to fix it all and just get back into some sense of self-control where you have the ability to make the decisions, to be your own decider, and in that area, because you try to do it all, it's too big.
It sounds like, Mike, you're really feeling out of control, and that's why, you know, you kind of tagged on the weight issue, but I think when we feel out of control and like our life, you know, is unraveling, food becomes like glue, and we use that to hold ourselves together so that we can, you know, kind of white-knuckle it through situations. And that pattern, you know, it breaks down over time. And I think that's what you're saying. There's not enough glue here. I need something else. And so now an antidepressant, I agree, could be very helpful.
Yeah, it could.
In conjunction with you getting some help and support so that you feel like you have enough around you to start to manage things and make a difference. I'm thinking either our Take Your Life Back conference or the Living Light that's coming up might be really good for you getting, you know, kind of an emotional and spiritual sense of what needs to change in your life.
Well Mike, the reality is you're on medication. It's just that food is not a very good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not very effective. It's very temporary. Yeah. And the side effects, I hate them because your sides get bigger. And so What you're really saying is this medication of food that I've chosen is not good enough. It's not strong enough to kind of give me that wiring change or that chemistry change inside that's going to allow me to do what I want to do. So, first of all, I do think you ought to look at that. But a psychiatrist might say to you, look, I think if you started exercising every day and you stopped eating certain foods and starting other foods, and if you read this book and you saw a counselor, they might say you don't need medication. But if you can't do those things that are recommended, then you need the medication. So it's a combination of all of this. Now, Jill is right. Living light would give you the boost and the insight and some motivation that you just can't develop on your own. And it is
now,
coming
up. To be the devil's advocate, I'll throw in. I have a whole stack of books sitting on my computer desk that I failed to read.
Yeah. Well, so I hear
another,
you.
Another one of those things.
Right. But you but, should see my the, nightstand.
Yeah, but the book alone, see, is never going to help you. You've got to have people, and that's what Living Light is about, is getting you into redemptive relationship. It's also about changing you from the inside out. So that
I guess that's what I'm really struggling with is I know the plans he has for me. It's right before me. I get along so good with people and great communicator. I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but
go ahead. We do it all the time.
The reality is, it's not. You know, I'm getting older, and it's just not working out the way I think it should.
Well, how old are you now? Let me just ask that. How old are you?
I'm going to be 50 this year. I'm 6'4", 325 pounds. I'm a construction worker, very active physical job, and that's great. The problem is like now I'm down time a little bit, and when I get home from work, I just I really feel like I need to bump start this thing, jump start the motor, I'm frustrated. I don't think life should be like this.
No, and I don't know of any other cure than people so that you don't go home every night and watch TV and eat. You're with other people. You're in a group, a support group, a healthy, a life recovery group or something. But I tell you, you know, and I do not like it when people call and we say, come to our intensive. I want to give you some insight. But here is, you're the perfect example of somebody that it could change everything for you, because you're going to, like you say, you love talking to people. They love talking with you. You're going to have a lot of opportunities to meet people. And many times these relationships are redemptive relationships for a lifetime. You stay connected and supported through phone, through Skype, all these different ways. But here's the thing. I can't get a guy like you who sounds so smart, who knows so much. I can't get you to do something if you don't have this amazing ingredient of willingness. And sometimes when I was overweight, I was just willing to feel bad about being overweight. I wasn't willing to be with people. That's the key. We want to help you do that. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. You know, medication often comes up. We're really only advocates of medication when it is needed. We believe it is a gift from God. And I want to just, I've said this before, but you know, when Jesus healed a blind man, and he didn't just say, be healed, but he mixes up spit and mud and puts it on the eyes and all that.
That was medication, early form.
Well, it was kind of, I think it was like an example of sometimes you need some external thing. I don't know that that was the point Jesus was making, but he could have just said, okay, you're not blind. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should be afraid of technology that can literally change the way we operate and are able to grasp spiritual concepts that lead to a change in our lives, the way we relate, the character that we have. And I know it's scary for some people, but again, this isn't like heroin that you know.
You're talking about the medication.
Medication, right?
Yeah.
It just, I don't want you to be afraid.
Well, it lifts the bottom enough so you can activate, right?
Well, the other thing that seems to be going on with Mike is that he's at midlife, and midlife is a natural transition point in all adults, where we don't have to have a midlife crisis, but we'll have a midlife transition.
Midlife reflection, for sure.
Yeah.
Where you kind of evaluate your life and where you're at.
And it's what's meaningful, you know, am I doing anything meaningful? And he's got all this chaos around him, and it doesn't feel very meaningful. And so setting some new goals for himself may be a big help, too.
Could change it all. I want to go to a final caller real quick. Did you have one more thing you wanted to say there, Joe?
No.
That's okay. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to... and talk with, I believe it is Amy from California KKLA. Don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. And anybody else wanting to join us on the next program, it's 1-800-229-3000. How can we help you?
Hello?
Amy, how can we help you today?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I sure can. Yep.
Oh, okay. Hi. I have a question. How can I answer 7 years old twin? I have twins 7 years old, and I'm divorced for 2 years.
Okay.
I had an abusive relationship physically, mentally, verbally. So when I left my ex, they were like 4 years old. The physical, it happened in front of them. That's why I said enough is enough, and he doesn't believe in therapy or anything like that. My question, how can they want us to be together, to live under one roof?
Yeah.
And my daughter was extremely sad the other day, saying, like, why we cannot live under one roof, because they don't see that ugliness in him right now.
Well, what did you tell her?
Explain that to her.
Oh, okay. You want to know how to explain it to them.
Yeah. What can I say? Yeah. How can I approach it? I told her, like, she does remember, but they don't remember that intensity
Hold on a second.
I don't think it's about convincing them, Amy. I think you first have to hear their hurt and their desire. Their desire is not wrong. And you have to, you know, kind of say back to them, you know, what they're feeling. You know, you're really missing your dad. You're really missing us being together as a family. And I understand that is so hurtful, and it makes me sad too. And you have to be sad with them and let them have their sadness over that. And then I think you have to explain to them that that's something that you desire as well, and that you're praying that you know, their dad will be willing to work on things, that the two of you can work on things to move in that direction, but there needs to be some changes, and that it's your goal as their mom to keep them safe.
Well, I did say that because I've been listening to you guys for a really long time. I get all those information from you guys, which I did. I told her that that's what I want, that too, but it has to be changed. And I asked her, do you want to live in a house that has that? And she said no, but their children, like, they don't understand. Like, because they're not living into that environment right now. That's now, when they're, like, really sad.
Well, here's the thing. Dave, you have a comment, and then
Amy, you said he doesn't believe or doesn't want to go to therapy, but one of the things you might suggest to him is to get into some co-parenting classes with the two of you together, because that can become therapeutic, where you talk about how to deal with the children together, even though you're divorced, and it may lead you back together, and that would be a good thing, maybe.
Yeah, and I would just say this. Anytime that we can avoid dragging them into some of the details of the reality, sometimes for seven-year-olds, it's just best to say, honey, I hurt for you. And when we had such difficulty being together, I knew one day you would hurt even worse than you have. And I did everything I could to try to prevent that hurt. But honey, it just didn't work out. I'm praying, I'm hoping that one day things could be better. In fact, I'm going to call your dad. I'm going to tell him about the way you feel, and you're going to tell him too. And maybe he wants to get some help for some of the problems that we had. I'm certainly willing. But you don't want to give her false hope, but you also don't want to go into too much detail. And you also don't want to avoid the subject. Jill is so right on, as she always is. Enter into their pain and their struggle. That's the main. Let them know they are heard and you understand, and it's normal to feel that pain. Madeline was here, and I was just asking her last night as we were talking, you know, what was it like as a child? What did you go through? Tell me what you remember. And I think she got this message from me that I was there, and I'm feeling that now, and I love you, and I care about you as I did then. And that can make literally all the difference in the world. Now, I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids. I think it can be a great help to you in raising them. Anybody else, you can get it at our resource center by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We are going to do two more programs, 1-800-229-3000, to join us. But listen, some of you are struggling. You thought you had this problem with pornography taken care of. You made a New Year's resolution. You've already messed up. Come to Every Man's Battle. Many of you said, after the first of the year, I'm going to lose the weight. I'll do this. And the most frequent phrase is, all I have to do is this. Well, it isn't all you have to do. You have to do something else. And we've got this wonderful Living Light program based on Scripture. It's going to be fantastic. If you'll come, you will not regret it. 95% of the people that come to our intensives, they say, this was incredible. They are happy they came. The satisfaction ratio is bizarre, really. It's over the top. Come, let us help you. Don't struggle alone. And you know, it's not just about the food. It's not just about the pornography. It's about everything inside of you that needs the comfort, the relief. And it's about a physiological addiction. You can be physiologically addicted to pictures, to food, to gambling, whatever it is. We have something for you to help you. And then in February, as couples, we can help you deal with a problem you think is unmanageable, unfixable, irreparable. It can be if you'll just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, you might be thinking, no, I don't need that workshop. I don't need those things. Then get a counselor, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, same number. Or get a resources. These books about understanding and loving a person. Well, the one about attention deficit disorder, that's our gift to you for a gift of any amount, our way of saying thank you. Hey, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. or call us in this next program at 1-800-229-3000. We love you. We care about you. We want the best for your life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.